The commission needs to deliver a detailed redistricting plan to the State Board of Education for approval by December 31st. That plan has to include how to fund Red Clay School District absorbing the Christina and Colonial students and schools as part of Wilmington redistricting. Residents at the town hall raised concerns about who would pay for that redistricting, with many audience members worrying about a possible tax increase.
What we are all advocating for is that we're going to come up with a proposal that is fair and equitable to the students, but also residents of Red Clay.
That's Kenny Rivera, a member of the commission and the president of the Red Clay School Board.
So if Red Clay is being asked to take on more responsibility of educating the students in the city, then we also believe that the state and other people should help then to fund the additional responsibilities.
Rivera added that the commission would like to be more involved in setting the priorities in Dover. That means retooling the education portion of the state budget. The current funding structure is outdated, says Rivera. Since there's a projected budget shortfall of about $130 million for the next fiscal year, he adds the group has to be realistic in its immediate expectations. As of now, the commission doesn't have any proposals regarding funding or redistricting on the table. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Ann Hoffman.